The average sales price for a single-family home or condominium in Honolulu has more than doubled in the last 15 years. That, according to the Honolulu Board of Realtors.
I am looking around. Brought it up to my parents. I mean, can't really live with them forever, so I felt, you know, I think it was kind of time for me to be independent.
29-year-old Brandon Ching is a safety consultant and part-time sports writer. He's looking at some financing options to buy a condominium in the Mo'ili'ili area near the bus line.
The difficult thing about it is that, you know, inventory is pretty limited. I'm kind of confined to a particular maybe price range. So I think the difficulty is like, where can I get money for, you know, some sort of down payment, or how am I going to keep up with the payments? I think that's the thing that stresses not only me, but other people in general.
The Hawaii Home Ownership Center helps first-time buyers like Ching with credit counseling, loan qualification, and financing programs. Executive Director Dennis Oshiro says there are ways to buy a condominium without the traditional 20% down payment required by most banks.
Not too many home buyers, let alone lenders, know about the state's mortgage tax credit program, which also helps the home buyer get qualified. We can use the tax credit that's projected off of the purchase and use that in their qualifying for mortgages as well. And sometimes that can be the difference.
There are other ways first-time home buyers can finance a home purchase. Dwight Bolosan is a senior loan officer at a local bank.
For low to moderate income individuals, the Honolulu City and County, they will give you up to $40,000 at 0% interest as an additional down payment to your home. Now that's going to go on as a second mortgage to the property. So typically they want you to come in with at least 5% down, and then they can give you up to $40,000 for additional down payment assistance.
Honolulu single-family homes and condominiums have increased in value at about 5 to 6%. Real estate broker Don Rogers Horn says Oahu's prices should remain high and sales competitive.
Sellers are staying in their homes while the prices rise and increase, and they're not necessarily putting them on the market unless they have to sell for some reason or they choose to sell to make their own upgrades or relocations. So we have buyers waiting in the wings that want houses because there's just limited inventory available.
Meanwhile, first-time home buyer Ching says he's sticking to his list of priorities.
The important things right now would be, yeah, looking for a place and then also just kind of just establishing myself with my current job. Those would probably be like the 1A and 1B. I guess marriage is kind of like a distant second right now.
According to the U.S. Census, Hawaii has the highest median monthly mortgage payment in the nation at $2,916, nearly three times the national average. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.